أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 49, Al-Hujurat. Title: The title is derived from verse 4 of this surah, and the term Al-Hujurat features strongly in this surah. Period of revelation. Both the reports and internal evidence of the surah support the view that it is a collection of divine commands and directives sent down at various points of time. Most of these commands were sent down in the last days of the Medinan period. For example, Quran scholars point out that verse 4 of this surah was revealed about tribe of Tamim, for it was their delegation that addressed the Prophet's wives from outside the Prophet's quarters. All works on Sira date their visit to 9 after Hijri. Likewise, many hadith reports indicate that verse 6 of this surah was sent down regarding Walid ibn Uqaba. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, had deputed Walid to collect zakah from the Mustalik tribe. It is on record that Walid embraced Islam on the eve of the conquest of Makkah. Subject matter and themes. The subject of this surah is to instruct Muslims in such morals and manners that befit them. The first 5 verses describe the norms that they should observe in dealing with Allah and His Messenger. Muslims are advised not to believe in every piece of news, and thus not to act upon such news without verification. On receiving a report about an individual, group, or community, they should first check the veracity of the report, particularly if the source is not reliable, before taking action. They're also advised on how to respond to the fighting between 2 groups of Muslims. Muslims are then urged to shun the evils that cause discord in collective life and poison mutual relations. Included in these are mocking, taunting, calling names, thinking ill of, spying on, and backbiting others. These acts are sins and sever social relations. Allah has spelled out and forbidden each of these. The surah then strikes a deadly blow against notions of supremacy rooted in one's ethnic or community background. Such tendencies cause devastating losses, and much injustice is perpetrated in the world on account of pride in one's community, tribe, or family. And when some look down upon and degrade others as a result of this pride. A brief verse in this surah strikes at the root of this evil, pointing out that all human beings have the same origin. Their division into tribes and nations is for the purpose of delineation, which does not denote superiority. Moral excellence alone is the criterion for superiority. One's mere profession of faith does not suffice to please Allah. Faith consists in believing sincerely in Allah and His Messenger, obeying them in practice, and devoting one's life and belongings in His way. This is the conduct of true believers. Those who only profess faith without giving true testimony, and those who behave as they have done Islam a favor by accepting it, may be taken as Muslims in this world and will be treated as Muslims in society. However, they will not be Muslims in Allah's reckoning.